How to be a restorative presence when trust is hard. Trust can be hard after incarceration. A returning citizen may have learned not to trust systems, strangers, churches, volunteers, authority figures, or even family members. Some distrust is connected to personal choices. Some is connected to painful experiences. Some is connected to survival. Some is connected to shame. A reentry and restoration chaplain should not demand trust. Trust is not owed to the chaplain. Trust is built slowly through faithful presence. So how can a chaplain become a restorative presence when trust is hard? First, be consistent. Do not overpromise. Do not say, call me anytime if you cannot actually sustain that. Do not promise housing, employment, transportation, legal help, or personal access. Say what you can do and do it. Second, be clear. People under pressure need clarity. Explain your role. Explain confidentiality with limits. Explain when you can meet. Explain what you cannot provide. Clear boundaries reduce confusion. Third, be respectful. Do not talk down to people. Do not use labels like ex-con or criminal. Speak to returning citizens as image bearers with dignity, responsibility, and hope. Fourth, be patient with guardedness. If someone does not want prayer yet, do not force prayer. If someone does not want to talk yet, do not force a conversation. A simple sentence can open a door. I'm glad you're here. No pressure. I'm available if you want to talk. Fifth, honor grief. Some people are grieving lost years, broken trust, missed childhood moments with their children, damaged relationships, and the hard reality of starting over. Do not rush grief with cliches. Avoid saying, everything happens for a reason. A better response is, that sounds heavy. I am sorry you are carrying that. Sixth, invite belonging without creating dependency. A church or soul center can become a place of restoration, but the chaplain should not become the person's only support. Healthy belonging includes a wider circle. Church, recovery support, mentors, counselors when needed, reentry programs, family when safe, and community resources. Seventh, keep Christ at the center. The chaplain is not the Savior. The chaplain is a faithful witness to the Savior. Prayer, scripture, and spiritual conversation can be powerful, but they must be offered with permission and wisdom. A restorative presence says, you are seen, you are not reduced to your record, you are accountable, and you are not hopeless. God is not finished with you. When trust is hard, do not force the door open. Stand near the door with patience, truth, dignity, and love. Over time, steady presence can become a sign of hope. That is the quiet strength of reentry and restoration chaplaincy.